The protesters were expecting strong words, but speaking before Parliament, King Mohammed VI made no direct mention of the demonstrations that have mobilised Morocco's youth for the past 2 weeks.
I expect faster implementation and better results from the new generation of local development programs that I have asked the government to prepare, ensuring that urban and rural areas benefit equally.
The King's speech echoed some of the protesters' demands, prioritizing education and health reforms. He also warned that social programs must not compete for resources with major infrastructure projects, including preparations for the World Cup. But will that be enough to calm the anger on the streets? The protests erupted after the deaths of 8 women during childbirth last August, sparking outrage online. The movement, calling itself Gen Z 212, is demanding action against unemployment, corruption, and failing public services.
Young people are demanding schools and hospitals. It's not impossible. We need them in Morocco. How can the authorities not understand that? Where is the government? Where is Akhenouche, who does nothing but talk?
Prime Minister Aziz Akhenouche has become the focus of the protesters' anger, with many calling for his resignation. So far, the King has avoided addressing that demand directly. On Saturday, the Gen Z 212 collective has announced a temporary suspension of the protests, in what it called a strategic step to strengthen organisation and coordination.